The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, Craig, what you missed, you're on that group text. I don't know what you were doing, but I took a walk when I was at a softball complex in York for my daughter's softball tournament. And as I'm walking through this, field, I come across a basket. And I realized I was walking through a...
You're on a golf course.
I was walking through a golf course.
Four.
So I took a photo of the basket, and I sent it out. I think you got the photo, didn't you?
No.
Okay. Well, Petey responded. I said, too bad I forgot my Frisbees. And I threw the Frisbee line out there to piss you off. And, Petey goes, hell with the Frisbees. All you need is weed. And that's a good point. But I didn't know anybody. I knew a lot of vodka dealers in New York, weed dealers.
Yeah, you didn't put Greg on there. You put Cleet on there.
You put
me, Todd, Petey, and Cleet.
Oh no, Shu! I just went back and found one of my group texts.
Yeah,
and I didn't know Cleet
you
was the end of that.
You saw C, and it was Cleet.
Oh,
not
it's right. Cleet.
So Cleet.
So
was,
I was Cleet's yeah. probably wondering why am I in this text?
Yeah.
I'm a lawyer. I can't be talking about this.
I didn't even notice he was on that.
I didn't
until
either.
He replied. Yeah.
Oh, because I get a bunch of different group texts.
Yeah, he did. He did reply.
Did he? What did yeah. Cleet say?
Yeah, he basically hammered the York, Nebraska golf scene. This yes. is for a guy who grew up in Norfolk, yeah. Nebraska.
That's
the
right.
The golf
Cleet
mecca.
Cleet did respond
of Norfolk, Nebraska.
Cleet, if you're listening, I'm sorry to get you in our drug dealing talk. You are a respected referee and
well, a referee
and lawyer, and we're not.
Yeah, and I could not respond.
And by the way, our texts have mean nothing to our employer.
Yeah. I was not able to respond to any of those group texts. My
yeah, you said you're having some problems.
Acting there. Weird, and then what I did was I turned it off and
turned
then
it back on.
Turned it back on, and it worked.
Okay,
that fixes
sorry,
everything.
Sorry, Craig, that's why you're on that group text.
No, that's
ago.
Better.
No, but I wanted you to see the basket.
We can show you the basket later.
Okay. I'll show you the basket later.
Okay. Yeah. It looked kind of ratty.
Nobody was playing,
yeah.
by the way.
Didn't look real well maintained.
Yeah. Not the basket, but the course was nice.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. It looked like
as they go, I guess.
Looked like
it's
it was
just in a park.
There's a basket.
Yeah, that's a nice basket.
Okay.
It's an exciting basket.
But the surroundings looked
but
like...
But I would have had the course to myself. I'd have brought my Frisbee.
Surroundings
imagine
looked
that.
Kind of unkempt. They weren't. Just the basket? The basket wasn't in very good shape.
No, the basket looked like it hadn't been used in a while. It was a small town.
Yeah. And you'd need to bring all your Frisbees because it takes true. More than one.
Oh, yeah.
You need
oh,
your driver
right.
Frisbee, nah. your wedge Frisbee, your putting Frisbee.
I got a hybrid Frisbee. It's for everything.
The old 7-iron.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the best club.
You never lets me down.
Frisbee.
Got me a Massey Frisbee.
In your collection, Craig, typically. I don't know how many discs you carry around, but typically, how many discs would a disc golfer carry around?
I don't know how many most people do. You see them rolling around with two or three. You see them rolling around with 50.
Man.
So there's no limit.
There's no law.
Right.
I'm guessing it's less than 50.
There's got to be like a rule in competition.
Maybe.
How many you could have.
Maybe, but I don't
probably won't get into that, though. No.
No.
You do it for the fun.
Exactly.
Right.
Certainly
you're
not for
you're the competition. Into the competition crap.
No.
Too much pressure in the world.
Yeah.
Hell with that.
That's why we go play.
That's right.
Some of the players that had, some of the 84 players that had Helmut Kohl in the dead pool include, but are not limited to, Knife and Turds and Peeing on TVs.
Oh, man.
That's all one name, Todd.
That's what
that.
I do.
That's what you do. And I'm all out of TVs.
Right.
I'm here to knife some turds and piss on some TVs.
Oh, my God.
I'm all out of turds and TVs.
Apparently, I do it all
famous
the time.
Yeah.
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 Man.
Well, more than anybody that we know.
That's true.
True.
I've never done either one of those.
You will.
Well, I might have knifed a turd before. I'm not sure.
But you had the good sense to throw away the knife.
Oh,
you?
Yeah. I probably used a stick or something like that, a paint stick or something like that.
See, I didn't have any paint sticks lying around, so
imagine that. Well, you didn't grow up in the Utah household. No, paint sticks were
abundant. We had paint sticks.
Popsicles were on.
Yeah.
Paint sticks.
Levels of retardation gets a hit with Helmut Kohl, as does Loretta Swit.
Just Loretta Swit.
Yes.
Now, is that because we had Alan Alda?
Yeah, probably.
I guarantee the whole it. Cast of MASH is slowly joining in.
The ones that are still alive, right?
Where's Gary Berghoff?
I was watching old MASH this weekend. That's some nice TV to watch.
Yeah, AMC runs them like
that's
early
it.
Yeah.
That's
Sunday
it.
Morning.
Yeah,
I think
that's
it is?
Where I was watching it.
Yeah.
Sunday morning on AMC.
Oh, did they take off the Three Stooges and start running MASH?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's one channel that runs MASH episodes back to
back. Yeah, there are a ton.
All the time.
Right.
I think that's one of the sub-channels of the locals.
Yeah, I think you're
digital
right.
Digital
sub-channel. This TV or they TV.
This one was on DirecTV. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And the specific channel escapes me now.
Meatmaw's Moldy Merkin gets a hit. With Helmut Kohl, as does Salty and More Sodomy, Please.
All
right. Mrs. Dick's Peg List. My Shining Bedazzled Anus. And Neil Young's O-Face.
Isn't that just one of those sayings we try to say? And say that's BS? My
yes.
Shining Bedazzled Anus. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tried
that's
that.
Too much to remember.
It is too tough.
It is.
Neil Young's O-Face, though.
Who doesn't remember that?
Is Daryl Hannah still seeing that?
As far as I know.
Good for them.
Oh, yeah, you hate that.
I do hate that. Get a new marker.
It'll get stolen.
I don't care. Get a new one.
It'll just get stolen.
I need it like Petey does.
I need a truckload of new markers so I can always reach over and grab a brand new one because someone will have stolen it from the day before.
Jeez. No, Petey has a favorite pen, too. And
he hides it.
He has to hide it.
Yeah, and somebody stole it.
Otherwise.
So that one sitting up there is a decoy. I'm not even telling y'all where I put the pen I actually use. That one don't work.
That's a decoy.
I forget. Right. I've got one hidden as well, but I forgot to pick it up. And I can't reach it now. I'd have to stand up, during the break and get it.
Okay, get him a new one. There you go. Right. That just drives me crazy.
We have an office that no one ever goes into.
No, Craig does.
Including ourselves.
Craig does.
But you could hide it there.
Then I'd have to walk down there to get it.
Right. He'd have to get the shuttle.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I like the decoy pen. I saw it up there.
That's funny.
But don't tell anyone where you put the other one.
No way, man. Nope.
I don't want it to slip out in the middle of conversation. You know where P hides his pens.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if it slips out, we know where he hid it.
Like gold or pens are like gold around here, man.
I know, it's weird.
Apparently.
Nobody writes anymore.
No.
Well, the ranking House Intelligence Committee member Adam Schiff says that the Obama administration was wrong and very wrong.
Of course they were.
For not taking earlier action against Russia. After learning of election meddling.
Yeah. Well, yes, I agree.
Yeah, I
agree
too.
Now, this is the Democrat.
I agree with that. He should have. I mean, their excuses, I shouldn't say excuse, but they come out again saying he's doing, they thought Hillary was going to win. So if he comes out and says, hey, they're trying to do this for Trump, people are going to go, oh, you're just saying that crap. You know,
and they would.
I know. They would have said that.
That's what Trump would have said.
And he made the wrong call. He made the wrong call completely. But you're right. That's what Trump would have said. And they were afraid of anything and getting Trump elected and end up getting reelected anyway. I love that finally Trump admitted it. Oh, yeah, they did meddle. Because Obama says it. Now Trump says it. Oh, yeah, they meddled.
But he didn't say it like that.
I know. I heard it coming in. He wouldn't say it at all until Trump said it. You meddled.
Yeah. He said that.
What is this, Russia?
Trump said that he was upset that the Obama administration did nothing about or not enough about Rushy messing around with the vote.
I saw a Twitter post the other day, and this is all I'm going to say about this. I don't want to get done with this, but at least for the day or maybe till for an hour or so. But I saw a Twitter thing, and Todd's exactly right about this. We're just done. This Twitter thing said, who cares if Russia messed with the election? Who cares if Russia helped Trump get elected? Get over it. And I said, well, I can't win that. That's democracy right there. That's democracy. If we're messing with democracy, because it could be you next time, then you'll be screaming.
But who
That's
cares?
That's democracy. You're right, Todd.
Who cares?
That's democracy. Who cares if Trump, who cares if Russia helped Trump get elected? Get over it, snowflakes. That's, we're, how can you do anything there? How do you do anything there?
There's no answer to
there
that.
There is no answer.
There's
to that.
No talking to those people.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I saw that on vacation. Otherwise, I avoided politics on vacation, which was kind of nice.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too, because Craig never brought it up.
Yeah.
That's why I stayed away from him.
Yeah. That's why you stayed away from right. you, too.
We'd be in the middle of you know, fishing on a pond, yeah. and Craig would bring up
yeah.
that stuff.
I was right afraid now. To even text Craig, apparently. I just text Cleet instead.
That's good.
I was wondering why he was on that chain.
Now I saw, I did remember him responding, and I thought, well, somebody else must have sent this to Cleet for some reason.
See, the dumb thing is, it didn't even dawn on me, like, Cleet's on here. Why? It seemed perfectly normal
well,
to me
did,
when
did,
I read it.
Well, it did seem normal when he was on that, because he's on a lot of ours. I just hate to drag him into our stuff that could be brought up in court. Once again, he's a respected NFL referee, and we're not.
Well, you could just stop at respected.
Okay, you're right. I could have.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
It's a company he chooses. Cleet chooses that company.
Yeah.
It's us.
We got an answer on our disc golf tournament.
Oh.
This guy plays in tournaments.
Okay.
Usually carries 23 discs at a time. Average 20 to 25 for most tournament players.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right. Isn't it?
It is. It's a lot.
That's got to be a heavy bag.
Well, they roll them around sometimes.
Yeah. You usually have a caddy carry the bag for you.
No.
You got to have a rolly bag for your Frisbees?
if you have enough.
Come on.
If you
beer.
Have enough.
Really?
Yes. There's people rolling around. They have the little, you know, caddies, if you will.
Like the little push cart.
Yeah. But it's a, yeah, push or pull. It's a puller.
Like luggage? Look like luggage?
Yes.
That's like seeing somebody in the airport with the wheelie backpack. If it's that small, just put it on your back. Come on.
I've seen them.
I saw them this week.
Yeah.
I saw them last week.
Yeah,
I saw some dude getting off a plane
right.
with this tiny little bag on wheels, and he was pulling it. I'm like, just pick it up.
Yeah, I don't know whose joke that is. I keep giving credit to Uncle Larry.
And it's not his joke.
He deflects it.
Yeah.
The other day, I saw a guy dragging a wallet.
Right.
Yeah, they literally are that small sometimes.
Yeah, they are.
I wish I knew whose joke that was. I'd give him credit.
A new report says that American teenagers are being a little bit more responsible when it comes to sex. The CDC's National Center for Health Stats reports that the rate of sexually experienced teens is dropping. Data shows that an estimated 42% of U.S. adolescent girls and 44% of teen boys have had sex once before they turned 18.
Well, people are scared anymore, but I'm glad I'm not a high school kid now.
That's down from...
I liked our time when we just had a lot of sex. And
so it's 42 and 44% now.
Stupid stuff.
Back in 88, it was 51 and 60%.
How about further
that
back
had
than
knocked
that.
Some out. The report also shows that teenagers are using more contraceptives.
You think... Now, I know they're not maybe doing as much sex education now as they were when I was in high school and whatnot, but like, do you
or
think...
Or are they?
Doesn't seem like it.
Doesn't seem like
it. I think it depends upon where you are.
Probably.
We had a big stupid argument in this city.
Sure.
I remember having, I had sex education in junior high school in there, you know, a long time ago, and it wasn't a big deal. Nobody bitched.
But I got to believe in more progressive areas, they probably discuss it more than conservative areas because they'll bitch about it.
That's the kind of stuff that comes up.
You know, it's your... school board meeting.
My daughter, she just went through middle school, and apparently they do teach a lot, at least in our school district, which was cool. Right.
So they're using more contraceptives. I remember a lot of the teachings were based around not getting pregnant.
Now, mine was about pregnancy. You know? Right, right.
Well, teenage pregnancy and birth rates have continued to decline. They say it's because of increased contraceptive use.
I don't know if this is a theory or not. I mean, it's a theory. I don't know if it's true. It's probably not. But kids today, because of the social media, are not together all the time. We had to be together. I mean, if you had to be somewhere with a girl, if you wanted to be interested in that girl, I mean, you might have been on the phone a few times, but you had to be hanging out with people when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my son and my daughter, they can be hanging out with people just on the phone.
They could be on Tinder.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, I understand that part. I'm talking about that's dating. That's adult sex there. But I just don't think kids are together as much, so maybe they're not banging because they're not hanging out. You have to be with somebody in person to have sex, puss. Remember that.
And if they are banging, I think there's a little less stigma.
Pictures.
It's easier. It's less intimidating to buy a condom now.
Yeah, but he said they're not having sex.
Yeah.
He said not even having sex.
And increased contraceptive
use. Yeah, okay, but they are using more condoms.
Oh, yeah, people are using condoms more now. You're right. We had to go to the store, and it was an embarrassing thing then.
You can just hit Amazon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you'd have to ask for them.
Or go to Daddy's Nightstand.
No.
Which daddy?
Who you call a daddy?
9 1/2 toad, Luke.
Hey, man.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's up with you?
I've got an oversized mulatto that's in the fourth grade going to the fifth grade.
Right.
We're already getting letters about human growth and development.
Good, good.
Which means that they are starting to teach them at a younger age.
Good, good. Because some schools, some parents bitch because they're idiots.
No, I want it because my little horny ass back in the day was already trying to get there.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't realize.
Your kids are horny all the time.
Yeah, do you remember when you were kids?
I do. I do.
A lot of people don't.
They don't. They don't. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Did you go to the movie theater over the weekend?
No.
Over the week?
No. Is there anything good?
No.
I know.
Transformers.
Once again, is there anything good?
No, but Cars apparently 3. That's about 2.5 hours. And
too long.
I just can't imagine.
How brutal that would be.
I think
all of those are like 2+.
I know.
They're the big, long.
Oh, no, but the robot was killed. Oh, no, it's alive again.
That's too much for an action movie. You don't need that much time.
You need 1 hour 20
for
action movies.
You get the idea
that they disagree, they're fighting.
But you miss out on the nuance of the robots fighting and the why, Todd. It's about why they're fighting.
No, it's more
it's
stuff.
It's a geek chat room right there.
That blows up. Different ways to blow stuff up.
You know, Tony will be here Friday. We'll find out the mindset. No, we got it. It's Tony.
Oh.
Who likes that crap.
Yeah. And apparently,
and he's unabashedly a fan. He doesn't care.
Apparently, a lot of other people too.
Yeah.
Brought in over $45 million in the first weekend theaters. Apparently, that was a little lower than they thought.
Damn. Maybe they'll stop making them. Oh, no, they're not.
And those are the kind of movies that people go to see 2-3 times.
I know.
Now, they've said this is supposed to be like the last one that Wahlberg and Michael Bay and everybody are working on.
All right. So.
But they do have a contract for 2 more, right?
Do they? I guess maybe this was Wahlberg. It's just last
it's printing
one.
Money.
Who knows?
It's printing
I think
money.
They've got. I think there's 2 more coming. I also heard that story that they weren't doing anymore. However, there's a contract for 2 more, so whatever.
Yeah, but they also said that since this one made a whole lot less than they were thinking it would, you know, maybe they.
Yeah, Wonder Woman in Cars tied for number 2 at 25 mil. 47 meters down in 4th place.
What the hell's that?
That's a shark movie. Thriller.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the previews, I mean.
And then Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
Tony saw that, I think.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
Yeah, I walked up while I was in Denver last week and had time to kill. There was a theater up the street, and I was like, well, maybe I'll go see a movie, you know? And I walked up to the marquee and went, no. Okay, I'll just keep walking.
Every once in a while, I open the paper and I look at the theater section. I mean, look at the local theater. There's nothing I want to see.
No.
Nothing.
See what you're interested in? And no. There's not much out there.
No.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of cool. Over in England, Guns N' Roses was playing in London. Afterwards, Axl decides to go drinking.
Good for Axl.
So he hooks up with Tom Jones.
Oh, that is excellent. Axl's old enough to remember Tom Jones being famous.
So Tom
Axl's not a young guy.
Tom Jones and Axl.
I want to party with Tom Jones.
Then go to this... You know, it's a fancy pub, but nevertheless.
Here's the deal with this. I like Guns N' Roses. I have. Mm-hmm. But my mom was a huge Tom Jones fan, and I have been since my whole life. If I had a choice, I had to pick one, I'd party with Tom Jones first.
You may.
I'd have more questions for him.
Yes.
Although I'd love hanging out with Axl, too.
Yes, of course. Know. Yeah, not putting Axl down in any
not
way.
Not at all. Not at all. I think this would be a great one to walk in.
They both have a really good panty collection.
So Tom Jones and Axl Rose are sitting at the bar.
That is the best.
And, well, it's supposed to apparently close at 3.
Got it.
Well, this boxing
Tom Jones
match,
is still partying. How old's Tom, man?
He's
80 something?
Not quite 80. He's 77.
77, okay.
Yeah. Well, it turns out, apparently the bar closes at 3, but it turns out this fight that they want to see starts at 4:30 their time, 4:30 a.m. their time.
So it's a fight in the U.S.
It's in Vegas, I think.
Got it, yeah.
And they want to see this fight. People are saying, look, we got to close it. No. We're going to watch the fight. They get to drinking, gets loud. People next door send over the noise police. They won't even let them in to the bar. Finally, they let them in and say, look, Tom, Axl, please, you know, we're getting stuff going on here. So they end up watching the...
If you walked into a bar and you were really drunk or high and you say, you know, am I high or is that Tom Jones and Axl Rose?
Yeah.
So, that would be great.
Yeah. So they eventually shut down the music, and they eventually shut down the, you know, when the fight was over, they go, okay, well, we'll see you later. Goodbye now.
You don't kick out Axl Rose and Tom Jones.
No,
apparently not.
That's great. I like that story. Petey Mac's got sports coming up. Yeah. Mr. Skin later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.